This is RSB&B Update, Episode 60, Crystal Saw. Hello everyone, we're here with RSB&B Update Episode 60. Well, this does feel like deja vu to me, mainly because we did record this earlier today, and there were a few problems with it, so we just figured we'd record it again because we want to upgrade the quality on this sound so it's 100% perfect and no visible degradation. So who are we here with this time?
Lance. The same
people you're with this morning. Trekkie and Lance.
Right. Ansonite. There's a comment on the profile. It says, what level do you need to mine Ansonite?
What?
On your RSB&B profile, it says, what level do you need to mine Ansonite?
Lance, do me a favor. Lance?
Are you here?
Yeah, I am.
Trekkie needs a favor done.
You're closer to Shane than I am. Go over to his house and beat him up.
Well, we should get going because I know we're on a tight time constraint. So,
yeah,
we have
okay.
That quest this week. The Eyes of the Gloofree, right?
Yeah.
That was a good quest, I think. If you're good with logic and puzzles, right?
Yeah.
What would you guys rate this?
4 out of 5.
4?
Okay, so you guys are both rating it 4 out of 5?
Yes, it was a good quest.
Oh, yeah.
Just the puzzle part was a pain.
So how did you, what number did you have to make initially?
Let's see, I got 9, 11, and 34.
Ah, and did you know that you could exchange your pieces with the piece exchanger?
No, I didn't figure that out until near the end of the puzzle. I just went back to the gnome, drop whatever I had, and hopefully get something better.
Okay. So basically, the way these things work is you put the piece into the machine, and then it'll give you stuff the equivalent value. It's like a change machine. Like you put a buck in, it could give you 4 quarters, that kind of thing.
Or 10 dimes, or whatever you want to call.
Yeah. Yeah.
100
that's right.
Pennies.
Yep.
I don't think you'd want that many.
Sure I would.
You'd want 100 okay. pennies.
Yep.
Okay.
If anybody asks me for a dollar, I'll swing it at them.
Okay. Basically, the way it works, a circle is one-sided, apparently, because we were through this earlier, because there's a limit on a n-gon approaches infinity, where n approaches infinity, that becomes a circle. So really, it should be infinite sides, but apparently a circle is just one side, which I think we're okay with for this quest, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then a triangle is obviously worth 3, square 4, pentagon 5. Then you have the 7 colors of the rainbow. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo. And violet. So therefore, an indigo pentagon, which would be 6 times 5, would equal 30. That makes sense, right?
Yep.
Sure.
So, and then, if you were, for instance, if you put in, say, a violet pentagon, you could get, that would be worth 7, so you could get a red square and a red triangle, adding up to 7.
Okay. Kind
of, yeah. So that's that part of the puzzle one. But basically, this is the beginning of probably, I'm thinking, the merging of the storylines between the elves and the gnomes. What do you guys think on that?
I still think they should finish with the Plague City series before, you know, time runs out.
Yeah, I really like that series too, so. Yes, what does Lance think?
I think that it could happen one day, but right now I just want to see Plague City come to an end too.
Yeah, that's a good point. And then You have to reverse these illusions, and the cute creatures become evil.
They are not so cute anymore.
That's right. And then it brings up the question, what's been in planning by these spies and stuff at, like, the Grand Tree with the king, the battlefield tortoises and whatnot. So.
Well,
they did good preparation because they had the cute creatures around for a few days way before it came out.
Yeah, that's right. Also, one thing, what did you guys think of the cutscene?
The cutscene was nice, but I wish they would have gone more into the battle between the goblins and the gnomes.
Oh yeah, like have
me
a,
too.
Like have
yeah. deaths.
I mean, they can't even do it coordinated. Have like, you know, they rush each other and have a big cloud of smoke thing, but that would have been cool.
Like yeah. have a starship come down and fire photon torpedoes on it.
No.
Okay. Yeah, the cutscene crashed Mike's RuneScape when he was doing the quest. And he got an invalid teleport warning. Does anybody want to read the paltry reward for this quest? Anyways, the reward for this was 12,000 magic experience, 6,000 runecrafting, 2.5,000 woodcutting, 250 construction XP, 2 Suck. Quest points, and the crystal saw.
Ow!
What?
Dang!
What?
Ah!
What?
You and your stupid saw, I think you might have just ruined my hearing for the rest of the day.
Okay. Ah. So, Lance, explain to us what this saw does.
The saw adds 3 to your construction. However, it does not show up on your screen. If you can use this effect with T or anything else, which includes the evil stew, to boost your construction evil even further. So that way, instead of getting +3, you can have a +6.
Or I think a +12 if you did the stew, the tea, and the saw.
Yes.
So that's interesting. Has anybody tried the saw yet?
No, not really.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. Lance's birthday party. Mm.
There's not so much stuff in there that was way at my level. I'm only level 48 construction.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I gave you nice free benches.
Yep. Yes. And let us remind ourselves that a gilded bench requires 4 gold leaves, which are 130,000 each.
So I gave him 8 of those to make 2 benches. So, yeah, a good million right there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So,
this is why I'm not leaving my house anytime soon. If ever.
And you have an excuse to get 60 farming and construction because I gave you that yew tree.
Yep.
Anyways, they have that poll on RuneScape. What browser do you usually play RuneScape with? What do you guys normally play with?
I use the RuneScape client that they have on their website.
Oh, yeah. That's basically IE. What about you, Lance?
The only browser I use it now, Firefox.
Oh, yeah. I see. Results for this are IE 59%, Firefox 12%, Windows Client 9%, which is basically IE, and then Opera, which has 158 votes, or 0%.
Well, it's not 0, it's like 0.0000.
Yeah, and then it gets rounded, so eventually becomes 0. Okay, now we have an audio question from Kyle. I will play the question now.
Shane, what do you want for Christmas?
Okay, so it's what does Shane want for Christmas? I'm assuming he means real life or RuneScape, so I'm going to say real life first. I don't really know yet, but Star Trek DVD sets are always nice. Or some sort of Mac computer would be nice. And on RuneScape, probably a white party hat. I wish. What about you two?
Let Lance do it first.
Okay, Lance first.
Real life? I just had my birthday, so I don't know yet in real life. And RuneScape, Christmas is coming to me early when I get my Guthix armor back.
Ah, okay. What about you, Trekkie?
Win the lotto to pay off all my debts.
Oh. What, you can play the lotto at 19 there?
You can play it at 18.
Yeah, okay.
I figured that out when I went to a store and it said you must be 18 or older. And I told my mom, hey, mom, I can gamble now. You want to try?
Did you win?
No, I didn't bother.
Ah, okay. So
I
that's
play Scratch Ticket every once in a while, and I win like $4.
Oh, yeah.
If lucky.
Where is that?
Yeah, so that's what we kind of want for Christmas. When you guys want to take this next one?
Let's do it.
There are rumors of lunar magics being related to summoning floating around. This is because lunar magics can be used to heal others, which would be a great option to be able to do if and when summonable monsters are created. What do you think about this rumor? Is it just that, or in your opinion, does it make sense? Thanks once again for the great podcast, BFK99.
I think Trekkie has something he wants to add first on that other question.
Yeah.
Nah. Nobody cares.
I do.
Well, you're going to get it anyway, so of course you care.
Me and Trekkie want that new Star Trek game that are coming out. Yeah, okay, so do you think these lunar magics could be related to summoning?
Maybe, but I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know about that,
you first.
Okay, well, basically, you can't bring people back from the dead from them, and you can't, like, bring people directly to you. You can only heal them or repair them and make the slightly mundane tasks more magical, like stringing jewelry, farming, compost, and that sort of thing.
Well, I was doing some looking at D&D books earlier, because I was doing something for a friend that sat on my tables. When you use the summon monster spell, you summon from the astral plane, a.k.a. using astral runes as well.
Oh.
So there's a little link there, and plus when you call an NPC, it's like you're bringing them to you to talk to them and ask for their reward, basically, like you're actually there with them.
So is this summoning then?
Could be.
I don't know.
Well, I don't think so, because remember they have the cure plants spell, and if their plant is dead, they can't heal it back up to life, so you can't heal a plant, how are you going to summon a dead soul?
The Borg can do it.
And who said it had to be dead?
Yeah, exactly. Well, so maybe this is summoning then. Who knows? Interesting question.
Okay.
From PFK99s. Thank you very much. The next one says, do you like Sony products? And this is from Cowboy of Death.
I like Sony products. I think they're pretty good.
I'm not so sure. I haven't owned a Sony computer, but I like their TVs and stereo systems and those sort of things. So I say they are good. What about you, Lance?
I got a PS2 and it's still alive in my house, so yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the general consensus this time around is yes.
I had an old TV for like 20 years that was from Sony, and it was still working. Got tired of the small screen.
What size was it?
I don't know, 20 inch or so. We got the bigger one.
Yeah, they don't make them like they used to.
Of course not, they gotta make the money.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, they can make a light bulb that lasts forever, but how come we don't get it?
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Cowboy. Why do Shane and Mike have 1288 after both your names?
That's their age.
No, it's not, Trekkie. I'm afraid
yes,
not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's
You're
not.
You are 120 years old and 88.
Nah, that's just some random number that Mike put on his name and then I copied it.
Ooh,
also,
it might be their phone number. Part of it.
Phone numbers here are 7 digits, just like over there.
I said some of it, not all.
Oh, no. How long on average does it take to get a stat sig coded onto RSBNB. Well,
as long as Shane feels.
Yes, exactly. I have these SIGs still sitting in my hot little hand, so they will get coded eventually when I find some time to do it. There's just been other pressing matters that I have had to attend to. But it should be really quick once we do it. Then it says, P.S., will you marry me? I'm really not sure who that's directed to, since there's three people here, and there were two other people on earlier today, so...
I'm thinking Shane.
Yeah.
Then
all
in
favor
case,
of Shane?
No.
Come on, Shane.
No.
Open your mind.
Keep an open mind. Yeah. No thanks. Thank you. Next question. Lance, you can take this one.
I may be getting a new PC soon. What should I get? I'm thinking of a Voodoo Omen or Dell XPS. Suggestions? Casey Jones X. Make your own. Just make your own and save money.
Yeah, the only thing I think you really get with these, custom gaming systems is a better looking case and whatnot. And just because there's more stuff like that just means technically that there's more to go wrong.
And also, it costs a little bit less because you can make your own computer and you're not paying for labor and everything. You're putting it all in yourself, and those aren't too hard to do.
Exactly.
But I'm a noob. I don't know how to put my own computer.
Well, if you're a noob and you don't know how to put your computer together, buy the Dell.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I have to say. And
just
that is
beware
from
the battery.
Oh yes, we got a story about that coming in later. That's from Casey Jones X.
Okay.
Next part. I have some programs I want to uninstall, and when I uninstall them, an error message pops up that the uninstallation file is not found. I know that I should reinstall the program, but for some, I don't have the installation file anymore, and for others which I do have the installation file, it won't let me reinstall it. Is there any way, easy way, to uninstall these programs without having to format my PC?
Find an uninstaller or go start deleting them yourself.
Yeah. Because if you delete the program files, it still has the registry entry, so you'll want to do a Google search or something and find out exactly what that program sticks in the registry and where, and then delete that as well. Mm-hmm. Because if the installer's not working, you will really want to get rid of the junk on your system. So Google search for where registry keys are located, delete those, and then delete the program files, and it should work. I hope. That is from Metal Maniac 9.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Trek,
just
you take
be careful
the next
in
one.
The registry, though. I want to say this. Because you gotta be real careful in there, otherwise you will mess something up and you will not like it.
Yes, that is right.
And try not to force things in.
What?
Wrong question. Never mind. I'm thinking of the wrong one.
Yes, I don't know where you are.
I was supposed to be out, but okay.
What question
whatever.
Are you answering?
Casey Jones about the build your computer thing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well.
Thank you, Metal Maniac.
You'll edit that out.
I will, won't
I'll
I?
Move it.
Trekkie, next question is yours.
What weapon do you think needs to be added and why? And X or higher AX?
X, oh yeah. X, that's how it's pronounced.
Okay.
Anyways.
I'm bad with names.
Okay, so what weapon does Trekkie want?
A gun! A rifle! No, it'd be more of.
Wow.
Highly
well,
inaccurate, but deadly.
In the other recording, I said phasers, but I got severe backlash for that, so I won't say that again. What kind of weapon would I say we need? Did you guys?
Someone skipped over me.
I know. Okay. I'm thinking, Lance, why don't you go now?
I was thinking either the salami rocket or something that we've been owed to by the elves. Our own crystal halberd.
yeah, that. Because if you go to the woman who recharges, the elf woman who recharges the crystal bows and stuff, she says that she hasn't got the tune right yet to make crystal halberds.
I don't think that's going to catch on. I don't think that will be coming out.
Well, if you look at halberds right now, how useful are our standard halberds?
Useful, but if you have a halberd like Rune or Dragon, why would you want a crystal where you have to pay to have a recharge over and over again?
Exactly, because frankly,
it'll probably be stronger.
There's something called the Halley Noob.
But then, you know, it'll decrease after so many hits, so many uses. So
yeah, that's right.
Sooner or later, it'll be like just good as a bronze.
Mm-hmm, that's right. So I don't think, yeah, that's right. Okay, and Lance said Salami Rocket.
Mythbusters.
Yeah, that's a good show.
Yes.
I'm really not sure on what kind of weapon we need. I just really can't think.
Ooh, I know. Huh? Anti-noob rocket.
Ooh.
Yes.
And what do those do?
If a noob comes up to you begging, trying to scam, all that other stuff, you tell it if there's some money inside the rocket, when they go in and try and get it, boom. Free trip to Lumbridge.
Okay. I just think that, you need those Ferengi whip things, those energy whips that disable people. That's what we need.
Nah.
That's what I
actually think. Actually, allow that to be used outside of Vildi. That way, next time someone goes, free stuff, please, whip, run.
Exactly. I don't know. Why didn't they bring back that thing where you could kill anywhere?
Well, if you think about it, you can kill anywhere. You get non-stop rants in the forums about, like,
exactly.
Remember the house thing?
That was probably what it was like.
The Falador Massacre?
And yeah. Remember though, if you could kill people outside of the wild, rares prices will drop dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you can't wear it outside of Lumbridge, what's the point?
Or any other city. So, nah, I guess not. Thank you, X. Oh, yeah, X, that question brought fire to the show.
Okay. I'll do it.
Okay.
If you had my stats, what would you do to make money? Or what level would you get up to make money with?
I say 75 fletching. 75 fletching, I say, based on what these stats show me right now. Because he is level 124 combat.
Yeah.
So
I suggest he just, if he's lazy and doesn't want to really, you know, bother training, he doesn't want quick cash, I'd go collect a lot of snake grass and sell it to people. People make good money out of those.
Yeah.
Snake grass, go make ranners, and get potions. Those sell very good for 7k each.
Yeah. Or just do fletching one more level and then make you longbows. Those are good profit.
They sell.
That's what we have to say. Thank you, Tal. Or Manda.
I'm trying to get rid of my prayer potions.
I'll have them for free.
You ain't that lucky, Shane.
Okay. I got this one. Let's send this one to Lance, since he's our mining expert here. Okay,
oh, yeah.
Go right ahead.
Do you think that a non-member who is trying to get 2 million XP in mining... by
200
mining,
million.
Yeah, 200 million XP. Sorry, I'm a little off. By mining coal is insane, because I am planning to do this once I get into the guild. I am non-member, and I need advice on how to train my mining. Any tips? Cowboy of Death. Basically, get a long MP3 list... and just get your mind set. Because once you start, and as soon as you stop, you're going to lose it.
Yep.
That's what happened to me with my summer goal. I was going to get all that, all 1,000 myth plates, and construction came out. I lost all ground, and look what happened. I'm not even a quarter done.
Yeah. So I guess you need some sort of videos or something, right?
Yeah,
videos, long MP3. Mm-hmm.
Star Trek DVD box sets.
Shane, no more.
They're also great gifts.
Yes.
Yeah.
One of my friends that I'm kind of going after is getting one because she's a big Star Trek fan, so
that's
a good idea.
Ooh, that's nice, Lance. You going to get her one?
I already got it, and it's wrapped up in another room.
Ah, what series is it?
Deep Space Nine. I forget which one. Special edition, too.
God.
Anyways, enough of that talk.
What have you become?
This is Star Trek Update Weekly, informing you on the latest updates in the Star Trek world.
Yeah, and I think our ratings would drop dramatically.
Okay, so summing this one up, get a DVD player and lots of music, and then have fun camping in the mining guild.
And make sure you keep your sound at 4, so you make sure when you get the ore or when a random pops up.
You can
keep your sound effects on. Keep your sound effects on.
Okay, I think this one is done more than a chicken turkey dinner is done.
Okay,
final question. Somebody, Trekkie, please take this one.
You do it, Lance. I'm lost.
I'll do it then. How come you haven't had a girl on RSPNB Update in such a long time?
Because Mushroom Queen does not want to be on the show.
She wants compensation to be on the show, so if you guys can round up some money, I'm sure she'll come on the show.
Or if any other girl in the audience wants to come on down, come on.
If
let us know.
If you're a girl on RSPNB and you want to come on, maybe we can organize something for sometime in September for you guys. For you to come on.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know there's at least one who listens. Bib user who does not use a bib.
Yeah.
Okay. On to tech news, I guess.
Sure. Dell recall.
Right. Yeah. How many millions of laptop batteries did they recall?
Four million.
That's lots of batteries. Anyways, basically these laptop batteries were sold in the U.S. and more than 1 million are thought to be elsewhere. Basically what happens is they overheat and you start getting the danger of a fire or smoke or something like that. And basically when they explode, it creates all sort of mayhem and you could greatly get hurt. Dell knows of 6 instances where this has happened, and...
Yeah, I saw a news report on that.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people did.
Yeah.
Well, they're doing, like, all of them, I think. There was one where a car burned down because the user left his a Dell laptop in his car. One, a kid heard some weird noises coming from his computer, brought it outside, and then it started blowing up.
Anyway, these batteries were made by Sony, and they overheated, caught fire, and they were placed in laptops shipped between April 2004 and July 2006. I guess that's kind of relating to our Sony question above. I don't know. You can see this picture here of it looks like a conference room in Japan, right, Trekkie?
Yeah.
Where one's on fire.
Yeah. Poor thing. Yeah. Everybody's like, what's going on? Nobody's ducking or anything. Interesting.
Yes.
Like, what?
Hey, that's cool.
Are you guys at Pyro?
Mm-mm.
Oh, Lance is at Pyro.
No, I'm not.
I was a little.
Really?
Yeah, we go camping. I always poke the fire, make it nice and red and hot and cool at the same time, like, whoa.
Models included were the Dell Latitude, Inspiron XPS, and Precision Mobile Workstation laptops. It's a mouthful there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Woo!
I also gave my friend a good scare, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this the same Star Trek friend?
Yep.
Oh, that's interesting. And we got this website about the Dell battery program we'll be linking you to in the show notes, so be sure to check those out. Okay.
It is very important that
Mr.
Trekkie,
Mr. Ansonite, take this next one.
Uh-oh. shoot. Hold up. Okay. There we go. No, what I did was I went to another page by accident. Okay. Our 9 planet solar system is about to become 12. Astronomy textbooks will have to be rewritten with the name Ceres, Charon, and UB313 being added to the more familiar name of the classic planets.
Yeah. They're actually still going to be going to vote on this to see whether or not they will be put in as classical planets, but I don't know. I think they should not be.
Why not?
What does... I think Lance has a name suggestion for UB313.
Actually, right, one that we all know from RuneScape, if we listen to Gothics a little bit more.
Oh, what is Gleonor?
What is the name, that? The former name of RuneScape. Back in ancient times.
Oh, really? That's what it was called. Gleonor. Yeah. Yep. I see. Okay. Well, maybe Lance should submit that then.
Yeah, right. Remember, we are all
okay,
nobodies.
So let's do an RSBNB update vote here. Who says that these should be added as planets? Say yes if you agree.
Sure, why not?
I don't care.
Let them become planets, man. That's 3 more planets we can conquer in the future and screw it over with.
I don't know, but you were saying before that we're part of a binary star system here.
Yeah, like, some theories are that to explain why Pluto and Neptune's orbits are a bit erratic, like not
oh yeah, because they change, like they change sometimes.
Yeah, so they believe that because of this, there might be like another star a couple of million miles away that's affecting the orbits.
That we can't see. Mm-hmm. And Pluto is a Class D planet for our reference.
Mm. Plus, we could always use the ice.
Yes.
We don't need... yeah, I guess we could. We could use it to reduce global warming.
Yeah, we're supposed to get another ice age within the next 200 years, so...
One thing.
We'll have plenty of ice.
No, we won't.
Shane.
No,
one
we
thing.
Won't.
Yes,
we
Lance.
Still are in an ice age, because there's still ice at the ice caps.
Oh, that's right. So.
Well, I don't know. If you're interested, go watch Day After Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that one.
That was a
that
good
one.
Movie.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Got you
about the supercells in the winter that freeze everything automatically.
And the snow will reflect the sun's rays back into space, thus reducing the temperature on Earth.
Yep. That's like right.
That is real possibility, don't you think?
Oh yeah, I agree.
That it could happen.
Yeah. Are we done with this one?
Yeah. One more thing, kids. If when you get the money, move to the moon or move to Mars. Okay. Mm-hmm. Don't stay on Earth.
Yes. Is Trekkie gonna move to the moon?
You gonna give me a couple $1 million?
I don't know. Are you gonna make some of those cities there, New Berlin and stuff?
Why not?
Sure.
I'll be the president. You can be the, I don't know,
Rice
Trekkie
president.
Guy. No, it doesn't have to be the Trekkie guy. Lance could be a vice president. It's all about the American people.
Shh. Okay.
Oh shit.
And what the heck was that?
Balloon just popped.
Okay, we all know Sweden is the place where the Pirate Bay comes from, right?
Yep.
Have you guys ever gone to the Pirate Bay?
Yes.
Nope.
Well, basically, there's a pirate party in Sweden founded on January 1st of last year. Their goal is to inform that the other side that they've already lost in this piracy war and convince people to change.
They lost a long time ago, but...
Oh, yeah.
Since I can understand their point. I mean, most people are getting it illegally.
Yeah. Since the beginning of Napster, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you look on people's iPods, are the music you see on people's iPods bot music or stuff from, like, LimeWire?
No. Mostly bot. But some people that I know, what they do, they go to a library, rip it to their computer. So DealRate is not illegal, so I didn't download it. I just ripped it from a CD.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's legal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a public library, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Back on track here, the Swedish Pirate Party has brought in a new service called Relax.
Relax.
Spelled R-E-L-A-K-K-S. Basically what this is... Oh, you need a pillow?
No, I'm just saying it looks like Rakella thing, you know?
Oh.
The city and RS thing. Oh, well, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Relax offers you not only the ability to surf anonymously, but also to use clients and applications anonymously on the internet. So can anybody see what that would be used for?
I don't know.
Free stuff.
Maybe downloading stuff illegally? Anyways, this service could let people, probably use things like the Pirate Bay and torrents anonymously. But they have been completely overwhelmed, and they are not accepting any new signups, I guess. So, take a look at this at relax.com. There will be a link to this in the notes. Anyways, and basically the idea is that the business model here won't work in, the 21st century with digital technology. So take a look at this. See what you guys think of it. Pirate Party might be a good idea.
But it says you have to sign up, so...
Yes, yes.
It's a court order. I think they will have to give out their information.
Yeah, you know? So you might not want to sign up for that, would you?
Or you can use a fake name or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. Well... I guess that's it for tech news this week. Shall we move on to rants?
Sure.
Okay.
Very good rant.
Okay, you go first then.
Okay, here's my story. Uh-oh. Hold up. Okay, here's my story. I was selling my Santa for 20.3 million GP. Then I got a PM saying that something he will buy. He told me the place and said Edgeville. So I went. Then he said, I'm fletching near the bridge. I knew it was a scam, so I asked my friend who has done for magic to come and help me. So I went in with my Santa, DDS, Teleblock runes, and Entangled. And of course, Cammy Tele runes, my friend had barrage runes. I went in, and of course, they attacked me. My friend ice barraged them, I Teleblocked and Entangled. We killed the guy with the money. 20.3 mil. Now we have the money. The other guy teleported as soon as he got barraged. But anyway, we split the money. He is now PMing me saying he will report me if I don't give him back. But can I get banned for this? The rest of it is pretty much not. Don't need to worry about it anyway.
Yeah. Cool. So
good
no,
for him.
He can't get banned, though, for that, because that's just somebody... He just killed someone in the wild who was PKing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was a perfect kill, so that's
fine.
Yeah,
he didn't... Remember, the heat.
That's 20.3 mil for free.
Yeah.
And remember, though, he did... Well, 10 mil, because he had to split it with his friend. But, you know, remember, he wasn't the one who was trying to scam. He just went and, you know...
Dealt with the lure.
Like, was smart enough to get his friend and as protection. You know?
Yeah, that's right.
And remember, that's quite common now and extreme these days, from what I've heard, so...
Yeah. And also, remember, Well, go you first.
I don't do Edgeville trades anymore.
I would, but only in the bank. But mm-hmm. I barely go to Edgeville anyway, so I really don't care.
Yeah. Your combat... What level combat are you?
116.
Do you PK?
Nope.
Do you have a fire cape?
No. I'm a noob.
Okay, that sends us into the next rant.
Okay.
Were we done with that one?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Oh,
so
God.
Next rant, then. Lance?
Oh, God.
Okay.
Let's skip down one.
Huh?
Yeah.
No, let's do that one, too, because I want to, you know, be with him.
Okay. Go right ahead.
Okay, this quest involves using your mask skills. which I'm not good at. That's why I've got the special classes for it. And also the exchanger, I have no freaking clue how to use that. I add a shape, and it just gives me the same one or a different color. This quest is only for the smart people. Didn't they think about the people with learning problems that can't solve math problems easy? No, they didn't. I'll never beat this quest. Thanks for making it impossible.
Okay, two things. One, periods. Okay, can this guy please add a period or two in his freaking sentence, alright?
Also, along with math class, he needs language classes.
Yep. Right. And two, that is why we invented the calculator, alright? There are plenty of guys out there on the internet that shows exactly what each shape means, how much they're worth, and all that stuff. All you need to do is press about six buttons. Just six buttons, and you'll get your answer.
Then yes.
Then you figure out what shapes you need. Then just look for it. If you don't know how to use the exchanger, drop it, talk to the gnome, get some more, hope you get lucky.
Kind of like you.
No, I figured out the exchanger thing after a while, but yeah.
But you didn't know it existed.
The gnome guy keep giving me junky objects, which are like the same ones with different color, but still.
Okay.
I just hope this guy doesn't take the MCAS, because he'll definitely fail it six times over.
Really? Mm-hmm. What are these things?
Standardized tests that you must pass for your diploma if you go to a Massachusetts public school.
Ah.
Over here, we got the, STAR test or something. STAR test, standardized testing and achievement.
Basically the same thing.
I don't know.
Get it.
They're all junk anyway, because, you know... The thing is, if you didn't study for something or weren't ready, you fail it horribly. You know, you come home and be like, "Oh, I have the worst grades. Oh my god, I can't. I'll never make it to college. I'll fail for the rest of my life." That's what most people do, because they fail one little test. Mm-hmm. No, but if you know about
on this one test though, if you don't pass it in the 6 years, you don't get a diploma. You just get a certificate saying you went to the school.
Hey, you know, nowadays you can just go to City College, go get your GED, and you still can go to college later because, you know, for City College, you'd be there for 2 years and you'd be transferred to just about any college you wish, you know?
Yep, I think it's time we head on to this last rant. One of you guys, Lance, can take this one.
Shane should do it.
You want me to?
Yeah.
Yeah, you haven't read a rant yet.
Okay. Yes, everything went wrong. I went to Fight Cave 2 times already, and this was my thirth time. Thirth time. And those 2 times I got to Jad and the healers and died. So this time I should kick Jad. I was in the Fight Cave getting a fire cape. When I reached the 2 360s, easy. I got lots of food and prayer left, then I potted to 94 hit points, and I killed the second 360, so now, here comes to talk Jad. I couldn't see him, I did range prey, and then a magic attack came that hit at 94 on me. Oh my god, he's killing if you can't see him, oh my god, man, that was not nice. So, what do you guys think about this?
Well, ever hear of sound effects?
Yeah, that's a good point, because they made it so, like, a few weeks after it came out, so it's very hard to do so that he can fire from all the way across the map. So I guess sound effects
totally
would be good
sucks.
In this case. You guys have tried it before?
Dude, no. Sound effects has saved my life so many times on RS.
Oh yeah, like the fishing guild and all those sorts of things.
Fishing guild, mining, you know, trading. Training and thieving. But you never know when a stupid watchman gonna try to hit you upside your head or something. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's right. So sound effects, turn your sound effects on.
You don't even need to turn it that loud, just leave it like one or two.
Yep, that's right. So that's the end of that rant. I don't know, it's just somebody who probably doesn't have sound effects on. Anyways, those
were
nice rants. Yeah, that's right. What have we been up to on RuneScape?
I've been fighting Dust Devils, then I decided to do a little farming.
Oh yeah? What farming level are you?
63.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Then I decided to make Lance some nice golden mahogany... Oh god.
Then I decided dining to... room?
Yeah, for his dining room. Which got me to 62 construction.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Now I need a makeover.
What's Lance been up to today? Or this past time?
Yep. That, and I've been mining today. I tried the Crandor mines, which seem to work a lot better than where I've been mining recently.
What you mining? Myth?
Yeah. Trying to get that goal complete. And
I see.
And the party, too.
Oh, yeah, that was good. Mm-hmm. You got the gold benches, a plant, and some potions.
Yep, ones that I've been using. And some lobsters.
Well, that's good. What have I been up to? I've been doing Slayer and Combat. Probably going to have to do some fletching to get some money back, so that's what I've been up to.
Cool.
Yeah, other news. We need an economics person for the newspaper, so if you have some merchanting experience and might be interested in this, applications can go to rsbnbinformer@gmail.com.
You will
just in the title put economics section application.
Yes.
And when we get them, we'll let you know based on your application. And in there, be sure to include that you do have merchanting experience or not. Yes.
But merchanting experience is a plus.
Yes, that's right. Also, for new iTunes users who are coming to us, you can sign up on the forums at forums.rsbnb.com if you don't have an account. You can discuss the episodes there, and so on, and so on.
Oh, it'd be great to have you.
Yeah.
Can I make one more little announcement?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I have just posted a global announcement about all the quest guides that we have in our submission forums. There are still a couple that we need, if you
a
can.
A couple?
Alright. many of which we still need to do. So, if you have time, please help us out. We'll be grateful.
Yep.
And if anybody's still doing Recipe for Disaster, there are still a couple that would be nice if you added in.
Yeah.
That's it.
Anything else?
Nope.
Okay, so this has been RSPNB Update, episode 60 with Lance, Trekkie, and Shane Van2088.
And we are sorry to Nate and Poison for them not being here, and we have to record without them.
Yeah. Because the other one kind of got messed up, so...
Yeah, it was not the best.
Yeah, I don't even know if I'm going to put that out or not, so...
Oh, we'll do it. You said you were at the beginning of the episode,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, I'll put it out. I will put it out.
Okay.
Thank you. See you next week when Brad is back.
Goodbye.
So long.
Back to school I go. That's my cousin.
Hey.
I told you I have, you know, a lot of people here. That's why. Because of my sister hogging up the freaking room. I cannot lock the freaking door, so I have to use the freaking living room. Damn it!